anything here open, you know, mm-hmm. that she, you say she ain't particular. Mm-hmm. She ain't that sure to be more particular than that.
And someone that you can't argue with, he won't, he's going to do things his way, and he doesn't want to listen to anybody else. You say that he's mighty.
Yeah. Well, you use that out in two or three different ways. You say, if he didn't know, you'd say he just don't know. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. But if he couldn't stand much arguing, much chastising, I'd say, well, he just quick-tempered. Mm-hmm. Then again, you'd say, well, he just don't understand. That means he's very common mm-hmm. in that way. Mm-hmm. He just don't understand.
What about someone who wants to do things his way and won't listen?
Well, that's a person, that's you and their ways can't agree. And
would you call him stubborn or soft?
You'd call that person stubborn if you want to, or you'd call him want to know everything. What I'd say in my day, I don't know what you say now, what I'd say in my day, he want to know everything but and don't know nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say in my day. That's for. I don't know what to say in that day.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who, you say, well, you better not tease him about that. He's still awfully.
Better not tease me about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's something you don't know about it.
Yeah, you say, when it comes to that, he's still awfully.
Yeah.
What
she said?
Awfully. She said, you still awfully, if you don't want about to tease you about it, you still awfully
Did you say he's touches
it,
or
yep, touches about it, angry about it, something like that?
Yeah, well, I just don't understand that. See, I think I'd catch what you're talking about. Well, when you say that, you just want him to let you alone. Mm-hmm. Him or her, you say, don't tease him about that. Well, you want him to let you alone. Well, then you want him to just go ahead and let you alone. Mm-hmm. You get angry.
Yeah. Would you say that he's touchous or touchy or?
Would I say what?
Touchy.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm. person is touchy is what told you to let me alone now. Mm-hmm. And don't tease me about that. Well, you touchy. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to talk about that. You just quick to get angry about whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Just don't talk about that now.
And if someone's about to lose his temper, you'd tell him, now just...
About to lose his temper?
Uh-huh.
Well, the best way I can see that, I'm awful quick-tempered uh-huh. myself. And I'd like to get some results out of that myself. The quickest thing I can see in that is the hush.
Uh-huh. Or just tell someone, now just keep
cool.
That's right. This, uh-huh. What she said?
Said, just not
what
I said, keep cool, whatever
the
other voice she had.
No, I answered it in a way that's best and result. I get out of.
Uh-huh.
Just don't say nothing. That's what I learned.
Uh-huh.
Then not say nothing. Mm-hmm. Just leave it alone. Because mm-hmm. if you keep it talking, you get mad and mad, I say, that mm-hmm. way. And if you're quick-tempered and quit talking, the individual who will make you mad will make you mad. If you quit, they'll quit. And the best just quit talking mm-hmm. if you're quick-tempered.
Mm-hmm. And say if you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of